This is the best of North State Now.
Welcome to KTNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, everybody, it's Linda Bott, and this is North State Now, and yes, it's the first Thursday of the month. How are your headphones over there?
Great. They're working great.
Oh, you sound great. Okay. So welcome to our show tonight. We are live here on the 4th of April, which means that, you know, the first Thursday of the month, you know, we kicked this show off in January. The first Thursday of the month, it's moi, and I talk, you know, I love to bring people on, do arts, entertainment, musicians, chefs, and tonight we have a really incredible guest with us, and she is going to be here for my entire show. So we're going to be, we can take your calls as well. If you have, if you're listening and you have a call and you have a question for our author, who is Natalie Gwynn. And but first I want to do some shout outs to Jared, who got a buzz cut, buddy. What happened there?
It was actually an accident. I tried to cut it a little bit bigger, and then I had a friend that thought he could fix it, and then I ended up with a bald spot.
I think it's very cute. I like it.
You know, it's weird because it's just a straight. I cut it myself with the buzzer, and I've gotten more compliments for this than
yeah.
I have like a fancy.
Yeah, absolutely, absolute. Because it's becoming. So
well,
you can get away with it. All right.
Thank you.
All right. So there's Jared with his buzz cut and his beard. You know, and he's always. It's when he shaves off his beard and all of a sudden he's got a naked face. It's like, whoa, you know, I love that ever changing man. And, so Jared, thank you very much. I want to, thank my sponsors, Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 100 Center Street. They've, you know, sponsored the show here, which is North State Now. And again, the first Thursday, we know that when we kicked this off, it was going to be arts and entertainment and culture. And the second Tuesday of the month will be Michelle Slade talking and interviewing North State heroes. And that could be a next door neighbor, a kid, anybody who's done something that's been like ultra heroic in a certain way. And Michelle's always looking for people. So if you know somebody that you think you might go to My Umbrella Marketing to Michelle Slade here in Reading, and she's doing that show. The third Thursday will be Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Store. We call it Enjoy the Empire because they also do Enjoy the Magazine. And then the fourth is Shasta Regional brings in Dr. Orna Gill, who we talk about some very interesting, really topical things in women's health. Some people might go, ooh, but you know what? I love the fact that we're in a time when we openly talk about our health and our wealth. And I think, you know, there may have been a time when we more lived in more maybe prudish times, but, you know, our parts are our parts, girls and boys. And I think it's really great that somebody can come on and medically talk about things in women's health and not feel like things are taboo. And so that's our fourth Thursday. This is a rich show here, North State Now. And thank you for allowing us to come and do this on the airwaves here. So, again, this is Linda Bott, 609, on a beautiful Thursday night. We've got the windows open to look at downtown Reading. And this is 96.5 FM, if you're just tuning in, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And I'd like to introduce my guest for my show tonight, Natalie Gwynn. How are you?
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here.
I love your voice.
Thank you.
You know, so I have to tell the little backstory. So I have a friend who can say her name, but everybody knows her in town, and she's a big personality. And one day, I'm not sure if it was with a group of people or it was one-on-one, she said, I have this book, and this you really should interview this gal on your show. So she gives me her book, and the book is called Okayest Mom, When God's Plan of Adoption Doubled My Family. So I have been reading your book, and let me just talk about you first of all, Natalie Gwynn.
Mm-hmm.
You are before we go into what your family feels like, looks like, the spirit behind extending and expanding your family, reading your book. You're obviously a deeply spiritual person.
Yes. Yes. I love the Lord.
You love the Lord. Mm-hmm. And throughout this book, you talk about the guidance and messages and all the things that you thought you weren't. You were kind of told in ways that were not comfortable for you, but you followed it anyway. But in this book, it feels like your husband maybe heard or saw things in a way that you still were not prepared to go along to see. But then, as you listen to your messages in your heart, which of course is the Lord, you moved forward with choices that changed your life profoundly.
Yes, I've always been a bit stubborn. Some people call me strong-willed, and it takes me a little bit to get on board with other people's ideas. If they're my ideas, oh, I'm 110% in right away. But sometimes I take convincing, and so when my husband first mentioned the idea of adoption, it scared me. I didn't really want to hear that, but through many conversations, a lot of research, and God just laying it on my heart over and over again, confirming that, yes, this was the path that he had for me and for our family.
So let's talk a little bit about your life growing up. Mm-hmm. Let's dive into your family as a, you know, where did you grow up?
Well, I moved to Reading when I was in junior high school.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
Yes. Okay, so junior. So you've been in Reading a long time.
A long time.
Okay. Back when it was obviously a smaller, more, maybe somewhat more rural kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably rode your bike everywhere.
Walked everywhere,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And did you dream as a child of having a big family?
No. No, actually, growing up, we had foster children in and out of our home a lot over the years. So my sister and brother and I were there all the time, but then we were a temporary placement for foster children. And so we just had a revolving door, a lot of kids coming and going, coming and going. And so actually, that was a hard thing as a child and a teenager to deal with. And so I was pretty sure that I was going to have 2.5 kids and that was going to be it. We would be done.
But isn't that interesting how your history and that prepared you for a lot of noise?
Absolutely.
Because I can't imagine that in my, because I, you know, I had a brother who was 4.5 years older. He moved out, of course. So when I was in high school, he was already in college. So it was like I was the only child for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a lot of movement. Now, I mean, even though you were here in Reading, you had a, you know, and with the foster at that point, did you have, would they come and stay with you for, I don't even know the program. Was it 6 months, a year?
Months at a time up to, I think our longest placement was about a year. Yes. But it was, I would say as a child, it was challenging, but I don't want to discourage anybody from doing it because it also shaped me to be who I am today. And I think it prepared me in ways that I didn't even know it was preparing me for the family God had for me.
So we're very excited to have you join us tonight. My guest tonight is Natalie Gwynn. She is the author of Okayest Mom. You may have heard her speak around town. She's also a fitness instructor. As she was at the door tonight, ready to come into the studio, I'm like, I've seen you around a lot. Anyway, so our book tonight, When God's Plan of Adoption Doubled My Family, it's a very wonderful book. And in the back, we're going to have to take a break here, but that we're going to unfold tonight. So we want you to stay with us. We also know that you can listen to us as we stream online throughout the world and also come back into the archives because we're going to start from the beginning and we're going to go through the end. So I'm going to be all over the place. And Natalie's here for the remainder of the program, which goes to 7 o'clock tonight. So we're going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott along with Natalie Gwynn here, and this is Your Talk Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
We are family. I've got all my sisters in me. We are family. Get up, everybody.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is the best of North State Now.
That is a bootlegged version, buddy. I'm telling you right now. I feel like somebody taped that in the car, muffled with their recorder on the seat. Anyway, Sister Sledge, you know, that's We Are Family, and it seems to kind of really was the first thing that came to my mind with our guest tonight. By the way, this is North State Now. You're tuning into KCNR 96.5 FM, your talk radio, and this is Linda Bott, and my special guest tonight is Natalie Gwynn, authoress of Okayest Mom. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Give you a little bit of insight what's on the back of her book. Okay, so Okayest Mom, just read it. Parenting can be a gigantic mess, and most of us feel like failures at it at least once in a while. Try dropping 4 kids into your family from another continent under the kind of conditions that make you want to weep. In Okayest Mom, Natalie Gwynn tells the heartwarming, crazy-making, stress-inducing, laugh-out-loud funny story of a family jolted by 4 sibling international adoption. Along the way, she bears her soul as pain from her own broken childhood makes her more like an adopted kid than she realized. How will this family of 4 turned 8 navigate this epic change? We're going to talk about that now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go into a little bit about you married your high school sweetheart?
My high school sweetheart, yes. We're celebrating 22 years in May. Next month.
Scott?
Yes.
And you own a business in Reading as well?
Yes, Apex Technology.
All right. So you guys built that from the ground up?
My husband started working there when we were in high school. When we started dating, he started working there. And then when we got married, he ended up buying it. And it has just grown in leaps and bounds. I'm so proud of him and our team, and we love being a part of the Reading community.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do too. So in your story, you talk about how when you first dated and you didn't have any money and you took the pickup truck and you traveled all over the place and what that was like to be, you know, young and free at that point.
Yes.
And then you start to have a family.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that choice. Did you, like, get a surprise and say, oh, okay, honey, or did you plan it?
Oh, no, I plan everything in life. At least I try to.
Okay.
No, I knew. I had a checklist for my life. I knew I wanted to meet a nice man and get married, which I checked off when I was only 19 years old. I knew I wanted to go to college and get my teaching credential, and I knew I wanted to have two kids and a golden retriever. And so we just started checking all of these items off of my to-do list, and we had our son Joel, and then 3 years later we had our daughter Hannah. We had a golden retriever, and
oh my gosh,
I was sure that our family was complete, just the way I planned it.
Okay, and so what's the name of the dog?
Ticket.
And why?
Well, actually, that's the name that she came with. We got her as an older rescue.
Okay. Golden retriever. Mm-hmm. So is that the 0.5?
That was the 0.5.
Yeah, the 0.5. All right. So you're living at that point in Reading, really working hard with your business. When did you become a fitness instructor?
When I was 21 years old.
Okay. So when you got your teaching credential, were you into fitness at that point in college, or what bit you? What got your bug? What bit you?
Oh gosh, that's a whole nother program, Linda.
Well, give me a
okay.
Quickie.
Here's the quickie. I grew up obese. And
what?
When I was,
no way.
Yes, I did. And when I was 20 years old, on our 1 year anniversary, someone snapped a picture of us. And when I saw it, I realized if I wanted to have children and be healthy, then I needed to take control of my health. So I started working out in my living room with Richard Simmons VHS.
And that man rocks some worlds.
Oh yeah. He rocks
yes,
my
he
world.
Did.
And after.
We need a Richard Simmons clip. You got to look him up. Richard Simmons clip.
After I felt that I had lost enough weight to join a gym, because I felt like I wasn't, I didn't belong in a gym. I was too overweight. So I lost more than 60 pounds. And then I joined Lady Nautilus back in the day. So anyway, when I joined that gym at 20 years old, I fell in love with group fitness. And at 21, I got my certification. And I just started teaching it on the side a little bit. And then it became a passion for me. So now I love what I do.
And I understand that you teach spinning, that mm-hmm. you're like a spinning Nazi.
Well, I wouldn't.
I
wouldn't use that word.
You are like whip.
No.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. You're like.
Our mutual friend, she calls me her spinning queen. I like that term much better.
Like, you never heard the term that you really kicked my butt today in class?
Well, yes. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, take it as a compliment. Yeah, you smile with pleasure.
Yes.
Okay, so I love that story. This is all about the components that that make you, break you, mold you, kind of bring you into, you know, the present.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about some years, and that just tells me more about who Natalie Gwynn is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is Gwynn your married name? What was your maiden name?
So my maiden name was Allen, Natalie Allen. Gwynn is my middle name. So my married name is Natalie Gwynn Putnam.
Okay.
But there was already a Natalie Putnam when I went to.
Yes.
So I had to just go with a different name.
Okay. That's cool. So let's talk a little bit more about the book. When you were in this book, you talk about new noise levels, new messes, new toilets, language meltdowns, culture shock, schools, foods, beds, and new love. God's grace shows up in unexpected ways. Okay as Mom is one of those rare books that inspires hope for broken places in both our society and our own hearts. A must-read, highest recommendation. Mm. What a wonderful homage.
Thank you. I think one of the things that I wanted people to come away with is that this is not a story about my broken children. I think a lot of people think that children in foster care or children who have been adopted are broken in some way. And the truth is that we are all broken in some way. We all have these things in our past that, like you said, shape us to be who we are. We all have these hurting places. And it's really easy for us to cover them up and ignore them sometimes. But when you are in the thick of the hard stuff, that's mm-hmm. when all of those broken raw edges come out. And my children's broken edges and my own broken edges. And it was just everybody's mess was out there. And it was a hard, beautiful, wonderful thing to work through that together.
I love that. That is so rich. And what crossed my mind, because, you know, I've been in the art field and music world, which is art form. There's a lot of people that are broken in this world, mm-hmm. in the art, in actressing and screenwriting and those kinds of things. But the beautiful thing is that what you're doing is you're creating your masterpiece, mm-hmm. and your life's masterpiece has been blending this family, mm-hmm. taking, like you were saying, your broken life, their broken life. And, you know, I mean, you can live in the broken, but the reality is the beauty is walking through the broken and realizing the strength of what you can do together and with God's love.
Oh, yeah. Our family, first of all, I never would have imagined this family for myself. And then when I said yes to God and I was in the middle of the hardest time of my life, the first 2 years of our family learning and living together and struggling. The first 2 years were really, really hard for everybody, all eight of us. But now on the other side of that, coming through that, I would not choose any other family for myself. It's not perfect. I don't think any of our families are perfect. But it is exactly the family that I know that I needed.
So we haven't really even covered so we've talked about Natalie and she grew up here, and, you know, what was your big deal in high school? What would be your forte? What were you good at? Were you in math? Were you a good typist? It doesn't matter what it is.
I was just really good academically.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Okay. So this is why you like to do your little perfect, cross your T's and dot your I's.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I like to get straight A's on everything.
You like to get straight A's on everything. Okay, I love that. See, getting to know more about you with OKS Mom, because you can't be perfect when you're raising children.
Yeah, that's the thing. Motherhood will bring you to your knees, because if you are used to getting straight A's and acing every test, and then all of a sudden you're faced with all of this in your own home, you realize really, oh, gosh, none of us are perfect, no matter how hard we try.
So you marry Scott. You have the perfect life that you've imagine the two kids and the dog, and, you know, successful career life and doing outreach work. Well, I'm sure you did a bunch of stuff with the kids. I bet you were like the best den mother and the best, you know,
I used to be. Oh, room mom, sign me up. Yes,
I used
to do all
okay,
of
so
that.
I see all that. And then all of a sudden, and we're going to talk about this now in the next half hour.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to just lead up to something happened in your life where you heard a call.
Mm-hmm.
You got a message. Scott got the message. Someone got the message in your life. There's something else here that we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what that moment was.
It really started with our really good friend, Peter Crawford. He was here locally, and he was diagnosed with cancer. And 3 months later, he died. And walking that road of diagnosis and treatment and death with him and his wife and his two children, who are our dear friends, really left us at the end of that three-month time period asking ourselves, what are we living for? And we knew that there had to be more than just this life that we saw in front of us. And so we started praying. My husband and I started praying together a very specific prayer, and it was just, God, break our heart for what breaks yours. And that was it. And through that prayer and this journey of cancer with Peter, we really were just led down this road that we had no idea was there. We had no idea where we were going, but God just led us step by step to our children.
That just brings me, like, I'm emotional over the fact that Peter's death created a window for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, it's there's nothing that's final. You know, it's the beginning. It's the end and the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That's just beautiful, what you said. You know, I just want to say that moved me big
Thank
time.
You.
Because in depth there is beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. And look how it moved you to open your lives into a new beginning. And where'd you get that prayer?
from the Bible, you know, break our heart for what breaks yours. That's just very simple. We just thought that boiled everything that we're feeling down into one statement. You know, God, we don't know what you have for us. We don't know what we should be doing. We don't know where we are going, but we know that we want to have your heart for the world and show us what that feels like.
All right, stay with us. We are talking with Natalie Gwynn. She is the author of Okayest Mom, When God's Plan of Adoption Doubled My Family. Don't go anywhere, because now you're in for a big ride for the next segment here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
Hey, I want to dance with somebody. Hi!
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. So stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples, your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code, on display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck week? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
This is the best of North State Now.
Wait a minute. Let's wait for it to come in so you know what this song is. Keep playing it, buddy. Here we go. Here we go. Wait a minute. How many? 20?
30 seconds intro.
Oh, my goodness.
Linda,
like,
just go ahead and sing.
Let's just wait to, you know, get to the dance floor. This is like the disco version because you know when this starts. Here we go.
Here we go.
We are Sister Sledge. Okay, so we're here with, and I'm having a good time with you, by the way.
Thank you.
Natalie Gwynn Putnam, who wrote this book called Okayest Mom, given to me by our good friend, starts with an A. When God's plan of adoption doubled my family, we gave you a little bit of a synopsis in the back of the book. And one of the things that it said is that Natalie uses humor and transparency in a redemptive way through trials and challenges of the adoptive journey. So far we've heard about your 2.5 kids and your perfect little marriage and that you were straight A's and that I love the fact that you teach fitness and you teach spinning and weightlifting and you just are very alive. A very alive and vibrant presence.
Oh, thank you. I feel very alive and vibrant.
Yes. And I'm just telling everybody right now, it's the first time I've met you. I've seen you in various events.
Community events, yes.
Right.
I introduced myself to you one time, but you were really busy.
And you are also on the board of One Safe Place.
Yes.
So you do a lot of great work, by the way. So, I'm sorry that you introduced yourself to me. I'm like, what was that?
No, it's fine. You do not have to remember me.
Well, I remember. Listen, it's like seared in there now.
Okay, so good.
I'm much better when I'm on a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. I tell my friends, we can do groups, but I like one-on-one because I can totally focus in on your energy and not have all this, you know. So that leads me to, okay. So through your friend's passing and dealing with that, and you started to pray, what was the prayer again?
God, break our heart for what breaks yours.
And then you started getting messages.
I feel like, you know, everything that happens in our life, we don't always realize what the purpose is at the moment, but God is putting all of these things into place and leading us down these avenues and introducing us to people, all in preparation for whatever the story is that he has for our life. And for us, Peter was a big part of that, walking through his cancer diagnosis and death with him. We have some really good friends who adopted out of the foster care system, and they also adopted, they have a large family. They have seven, actually. They adopted four children, and they had three biological children. And we watched how they made this large family, even though it was chaotic and busy, how they made it seem so doable and fun. And as we were praying this prayer, my husband and I, God, break our heart for what breaks yours. We talked about a lot of different options. You know, what does God have for us next? And we talked about our business and our church and our community and what did this look like going on the mission field. We were really open to everything except for adoption. I was not open to that. And my husband mentioned it to me one morning. And when he said to me, honey, I think God wants us to adopt, I just felt like this pit in my stomach because everything else that we had talked about was outside of my home. And adoption felt like something that was going to come inside and change up my family, and I wasn't sure I really wanted to hear that.
And maybe not in control as much.
Absolutely.
And you don't know what that looks like.
Right. So we talked about it, prayed about it. I, of course, researched it a lot, made my list, my pros and cons. And God just very clearly said to me, you know, yes, Natalie, this is what I have for your family. And so I finally surrendered and said, okay, God, I say yes to adoption, but I am sure adoption means one baby. So I say yes to one baby, God. And then he gave me four big kids. And he,
yeah, but how about that? we don't just scan over that.
Okay.
So you were thinking one. Did mm-hmm. did you put out to an adoption? We'll yeah. do one.
So how it works is when you want to adopt, you have to go through. It's about a year long process. We had to have background checks and fingerprinting, and we had to have a social worker come to our home and interview us and interview our children. We had to take parenting classes, all of this stuff that you have to do, paperwork. And so as we started all of that process, we started it thinking, I was thinking that it was going to be for one baby, but it was just obvious the further that we got into it that there was such a huge need for families to adopt those that are considered unadoptable, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term. In the adoption world, there's a long line of families waiting to adopt a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have a long line of children who are older children, sibling sets, children with special needs, medical conditions, and they are all waiting for a family to step forward. And so I really quickly realized that we were meant to go into that line of waiting children, and that meant opening up our home to a sibling set, older children, special needs, medical issues, all of it. We said yes to all of it and put it all on the paperwork and then waited to see what was going to happen.
And how it was going to work, because in your book, OKS Mom, and I encourage people to pick it up. Can you pick it up and enjoy?
Barnes & Noble. Is it Barnes & Noble locally and then online, Amazon?
Because you're talking about the expense, too. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not just one adoption. And then, so how... okay, so now we're going to do the big jump.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the country.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anywhere. And how did Ethiopia mm-hmm. come into your vision, your view?
Mm-hmm.
What was the connection there?
There was no connection to begin with, other than as we researched, Ethiopia kept coming up over and over onto my radar, primarily because there's such a huge need in Ethiopia. Ethiopia has more than 5 million orphans just in that country alone. And as we realized, like, there's all of these waiting children, all of these huge needs in the world, and Ethiopia at that time had the biggest, the greatest need. And so we said yes to Ethiopia. But I do want to say all of these were the reasons that I used to figure out, okay, Ethiopia, four children, older children, all of that. But really, I think that God just was leading me to my children. And I didn't even know they were my children, but God did. And he was just trying to get me there.
Wow. That's very moving. All right. So, you know, here's the bummer. We just have a 15-minute segment left after this. So we got to, you know, I mean, because I like to go in deep. Let's find out. I need a visual of the map. I need to see the details.
Okay.
So we're going to have to take a break in a minute. But let's, okay, so now you and your husband and your kids have been involved.
Mm-hmm. Our two biological
Joel children. And Hannah have been involved with talking about it, figuring it out as a family. It's not, they've been part of every step.
Yes. We included them from the very first time that we were talking seriously about adoption before we had signed any paperwork or made any decisions. We talked to Joel and Hannah about it. We really wanted it to be a family decision. We prayed about it together, and I think that worked out so well in the long run, because when the going got tough, my children never looked at us and pointed a finger and said, "You did this to us." It was a family decision. They were on board with it. And so when things were really hard, they couldn't blame us. And I will say, in a marriage, that's really important too. A husband and wife, they have to be on the same page, because when the going gets tough, it's so easy to point your finger and blame at the other spouse.
So in this book, we're going to take a break. In her book, she gives a wonderful description of how the family and like, you know, going to – having to go through the paperwork, it took a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then you knew there were three, but all of a sudden now there's a fourth.
Yes.
And preparing yourself, and all the four of you go over to Africa,
yes,
to Ethiopia, and you spend how many months? Now, did your kids go with you on that trip where you spent,
yes,
4 months?
Yes.
So there you are, all trying to figure out, okay, this is, you have to go through the system. And of course, I love how you talk in your book about the clocks, mm-hmm, and times. And you're just, it's a whole different communication.
Yes.
And then how long does it take you before you actually settle into, you know, like figuring out, oh, this means that, black means white, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. We traveled over to Ethiopia knowing that we were going to stay there for a little while, but we ended up staying in country for 4 months because we found out about our fourth daughter, our surprise, and we stayed in country so that we could fight for her and bring her home with her siblings. And that's a whole story in itself, but we thought we were adopting three. God knew we were going to be adopting four. We just didn't know it yet.
Wow. Okay, on that note, we're going to take a break here. This is North State Now, brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 100 Center Street. We are here with Natalie Gwynn. She is the author of OKS Mom. We'll be right back after these messages. Let's make these messages short, because we've got some good stuff to get in here in the last segment.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
This is the best of North State Now.
Welcome back to KTNR here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott, and my special guest is Natalie Gwynn. We've had a wonderful, wonderful show so far, talking with Natalie about her book, OKS Mom, When God's Plan of Adopting Doubled My Family. So you hear the story about, she's got the 2.5 kids, the 0.5 is the dog, the little life, the perfect little life going on in Reading, and then she and her husband are praying about where do we need to go next. So now let's fast forward, and they're in Ethiopia. and they are going through all the paperwork and all of the translation, whatever it is, and find out there's a fourth sibling that you guys are there to hang out now for 4 months to make sure, or however long it takes, to bring the fourth sister and see whatever that is, because she's already been adopted. She's already somewhere else.
Yeah, she was in a different situation completely. And so when our adoption agency found out about her and they let us know, they said, you know, we wanted to tell you about this sibling, but we can't recommend that you adopt her because it's a minimum 2-year adoption process in Ethiopia, and we would estimate that you have a 50% chance of even being able to get her out of that situation. So, you know, if you want to do it, let us know, but we can't recommend it. But we knew that we needed to try. Mm-hmm. So staying in Ethiopia enabled us to hire our own interpreter, an investigator. We did what we needed to do, knocked on doors, got paperwork signed, got her out of that situation. And miraculously, 4 months later, all four children were able to be adopted and fly home with us to America.
And then here you are, I could just imagine, I could see the eyes, like culture shock.
Oh, yes.
Here we are in Reading with, you know, like a cushy couch.
Oh, gosh, even getting on the airplane, you know, even using the seatbelts on the airplane, the escalator in the airport, the bathrooms where the water would turn on when you put your hand underneath it. Every single experience was brand new for them. And as those new experiences accumulated, it was overwhelming.
I bet.
The sights and the smells and the food and the language and the people, everything was different for them.
Wow.
So we came home and I homeschooled all six of my children for 1 year just because I knew that the most important job of that first year was to become a family. And my children didn't speak English, so I didn't feel like I could just put them into school at that point. So I homeschooled for a year. And during that year, we all were in counseling. All eight of us were in counseling because you can imagine taking two families and trying to blend them as one, along with all of the hurts in all of our past.
Meltdowns.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All of us. All eight of us. Excluding myself from those meltdowns.
I can imagine. I can't, but I can, like, your space at that point, it changed in an instant.
Mm-hmm. My life changed completely.
Mm-hmm. And for them too.
Yes.
And Joel and Hannah.
Yes. All of ours.
And Ticket.
Yes.
Like all of a sudden there's a little army.
Yeah.
All right. So you were in counseling and then you'd have a translator, or little by little they're learning English. Mm-hmm. So that was a challenge for them to not be able to really express themselves. Okay. Mm-hmm. So acting out, I'm sure, happened. And then after that 1 year, what?
Well, it was 1 year where it felt like we were living in a war zone in our home. And then the second year, it felt like every day was not a battle, but it was still more hard than joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2 years in, it was kind of a turning point for our family. It's where we all found our new normal. That's what I call it now. Like, we all have a normal that we were used to before, and we had to figure out what our new normal was going to look like. And it took about 2 years to do that, 2 years before it felt like we were living again. We were not just surviving.
Mm-hmm. Zombie land.
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine when you went to Ethiopia and spent 4 months, that's a little bit of zombie land. Like, where am I? What am I doing? On a mission, you know, to stay there and the kid. What a wonderful, I bet your kids are going to write a book about this as well, because each one has a story about it affected their life and how they see it. So here's the thing that I think is really brave and wonderful for you and your husband, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that you have encouraged the kids that you've adopted, that you included their mom,
mm-hmm.
and that she's not the other, that's not the other. In fact, you just said that you
went back to Ethiopia.
You went back to Ethiopia when, last year?
2 years ago. We took everybody back to Ethiopia, and we visited their mother and all of their extended family back there. And it was a beautiful healing time for all of us. But getting there was quite the process, because I think too often in the adoption world, we make the adopted child feel almost embarrassed by their longing for their first family, almost like they can't talk about it without hurting the new adoptive parents' feelings. And we never wanted our children to feel that way. And so their parents are part of our family. We have their pictures on our wall. We talk about them as if they are part of our everyday life. My children say, Mom, like telling a story, my mom, blah, blah, blah. And they could be referring to me or they could be referring to their other mom. There's no differentiation. We're both mom in their eyes.
That's cool. Do they say mom one, mom two?
Nope, just mom.
Okay. All right. So how long ago did this transpire?
Our adoption took place in 2012.
Oh, so we've got some time here that now, mm-hmm. What are the ages of all of your children?
Oh, man, I have so many teenagers in my home right now. My oldest is 17 and then 16. I have two 14-year-olds, 13 and 11.
Okay, so do the girls double up? I mean, I'm trying to get how your house looks.
So our house looks messy.
No, I just mean like, you know, you've got, you know, the girls doubling up and the guy. I mean,
we had to build some bedrooms in the garage.
Okay.
So that we had enough space for everybody. My two 14-year-olds, one is biological, one is adopted, but they are my twins. They're in the same grade, the same soccer team, the same basketball team, and they share a bedroom.
I love that.
Yeah, and I call them my twins. It's a joke because they look like night and day, but... But they share a bedroom, and then we have two boys out in the garage, in very nice bedrooms that we built for them.
Of course.
And then
it's their space.
Yes, two in the house. Yes.
Oh, I just love it. I want, you know, I'm a visual person, so I'm like trying to see how this works. So what do you guys do? Who cooks? How does this, what do you do? What at the end of the day? Did you say, okay, you guys get to cook tonight. Well, let's figure your menu throughout the week. How does that work?
I do all the cooking. But I have a menu on my wall. I plan my menu every week on Sunday, and I write up the food, what we're going to have for the week, and go grocery shopping on Monday and make dinner every night. And my children do help clean the kitchen afterwards.
Do you have a mandatory dinner time?
We can't anymore now that everybody has sports. You know, we try to eat at 6 o'clock as a family,
right?
Whichever family members are home at that time. But, you know, my 17-year-old son has a job. He's not home often. And my 16-year-old daughter's in track. And so she's at a track meet. You know, whoever's home.
This is what happens in high school. We start to really, you know, have those extracurricular activities.
Yes.
Well, okay. The book is Okay as Mom. Natalie Gwynn is here. We've got like about 3 minutes left. Mm-hmm. You know, final thoughts here. About what it is to when God's plan of adoption doubled my family. People listening, the final words from the author.
Okay.
Besides, go buy the book. Hello.
I would say my takeaway that I hope that any reader gets from my book is not that I am a hero or I did this amazing thing they could never do. That is not the truth. I am just an okay mom. All parents make mistakes, and that's okay because that's what grace is for. And I think I just want people to realize, like, we all have the ability to love others, and that is the greatest gift that we can give anybody, is just to show them that we love them and accept them for exactly who they are.
Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. Thank you for being on our airwaves.
Thank you for
inviting giving those encouraging words that, you know, that kids, all of them, are very, very lucky to be under the umbrella of your love, you and your husband. And I, you know, it's a blessed family. I can feel that. So, again, Okay as Mom, Barnes & Noble, Natalie Gwynn. And we appreciate it. We've got 6:58 here. We got a couple minutes left. Mm-hmm. And Natalie is a blogger, a working wife, a mother of six. Her posts and articles are syndicated through For Every Woman, Mom, foreverymom.com, and internetcafedevotions.com. So tell me about your devotions real fast.
I just write online articles. They've been syndicated through Huffington Post now. I write for Guidepost. You know, I do this in my spare time. in between the laundry and driving my kids to their sporting events.
Are you a fabulous folder?
I actually am really good at laundry.
That's the truth.
I ace that laundry test every single time.
There is an art to laundry, I'll tell you what. And there's something really that, you know, there's solitude.
Yeah.
There's something about it that's just like, I like to get like, how much laundry can you do for two people?
I want to say, if you don't mind, because my children are listening right
Please.
Now.
I wish they were here. Can we do another show and bring them along?
Oh, I would love to.
I really want to do a shout out to your kids, man, because they're all heroes.
I just want to say Joel and Leah and Hannah and Naomi and Micah and Levi, how proud I am of you and how